Amazing Grace.
Thank you.
forgiveness and make use of the kneelers if you so desire. The confession of forgiveness starts on page 94 and following, in the front of the hymnal. Page 94. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation and the Kyrie found on page 138 in the front of the hymnal. Page 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. I invite you to turn to the cream-colored piece of paper in your bulletins for the ELW hymnal dedication. We have waited 2.5 long years for this to happen. It's been scheduled twice. This is the third time we've scheduled it. And it's happening today, and it's a glorious thing. We read Psalm 98 responsively. O sing to the Lord a new song, who has done marvelous things. O Lord, with your right hand and your holy arm,
you have won the victory.
O Lord, you have made known your victory.
You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Sing praises to the Lord with the harp,
with the harp and the sound of the melody,
with trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the rivers clap their hands. At the presence of the Lord who comes to judge the earth, the Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. You have made the whole earth after your glory. All your creatures praise you. We lift our voices to join the sounds and songs of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen, in the praise of your glory. You alone do great wonders, and by your wisdom you have made the heavens and the earth. All living things give you praise. You have breathed your breath of grace into your children to hear from them a joyful shout with their own song. In the fullness of time, O Lord, you sang your new song, our Lord Jesus the Christ, who is exalted by poets, musicians, hymn writers, and all your saints. Your spirit is the breath of our music and song. Be with us now and bless us as we dedicate these hymnals to your praise and your glory. Enrich our lives through these hymnals, their hymns, songs, and liturgies, and grant us faith and trust to hear your gracious word of steadfast love, mercy, and grace. Through Jesus the Christ, your Son, our Savior and Lord, amen. Our hymn of praise all this last month, we sang one verse or two verses at a time. We sing the whole thing today. Our hymn of praise, hymn number 858, verses 1 through 4. We sing this as our hymn of praise and also as the dedication hymn for this day. Hymn 858.
Thank you.
on the first page of your prayers and reading the prayer's bulletin insert, or the first page of the bulletin itself. We pray this prayer of the day together in unison as a congregation. Let us pray. Almighty God, overflowing with mercy and compassion, you lead back to yourself all those who go astray. Preserve your people in your loving care, that we may reject whatever is contrary to you and follow all things that sustain our life in you. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading today comes from Exodus chapter 32, verses 7 through 14. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it, and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them. And of you I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that the Lord brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants who you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven and all this land that I have promised. I will give to your descendants and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord's mind was changed about the disaster that the Lord planned to bring on the people of God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading today is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. "I am grateful to the Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in the Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that the Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus the Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Not yet. Special music. Sit back.
You guys are so good. She plays a note and y'all stand up. Sit.
It's a special day. We've got everything blown out of the water. And they give you time to set up. You are good. You've been trained well for 15 years, haven't you? She hits a note.
Thank you. Now you can stand up, with my permission. We sing the Alleluia verse in preparation for the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel for today, this 14th Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is more joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated.
I love this church. Absolutely love this church. This is my home church. It will always be my home church, no matter where I wander or go away to. I remember sitting right here, looking out that window on Christmas Eve to see if I could see Santa's sleigh go across the sky. I was in eighth grade. No, I wasn't. I was in third grade. The same year that I walked up the aisle for the first time in a little red robe, singing, "Like a burning candle when the way seems drear, o'er my pathways leading, calming every fear." Ellen Voweiler was up front, showing us where to come. Lois Roth was on the organ playing. You don't know how many times in my ministry I've sang that song. "Like a burning candle when the way seems drear, or my pathways leading, calming every fear." And every time I sang it, Jesus heard it, and I would be calmed. It's amazing. I remember sitting right here. Yeah, probably right here. There was a young man sitting right here, and we were learning a new song called "Earth and All Stars." Loud rushing planets sing to the Lord a new song. And I looked at him and I thought, my word, that guy can sing. His name was Mike Ferguson. And then he sang, "He shall do marvelous things. I too will praise him with a new song." That was cool. I got to meet the guy that wrote that, him, Herb Brokering, in 1982. He toured the country with a Luther scholar named Roland Baton for 2 years, and they were at our seminary a lot. Herb wrote that song, "Earth and All Stars, Loud Rushing Planets," when he was in a chemistry lab at St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota, and he was listening to the marching band practice outside. And it just came to him. And when we got all the hymn writers together to form the new hymnal, Herb had 8 hymns and he wanted them all in here. We axed him on all of them, except one. Turn to hymn number 862. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 5. Praise, praise, you are my rock. The wind, the waves are high. You hold me when the waves are strong. You hold me lest I die. Praise, praise, O Lord, you are my rock. Verse 3. Praise, praise, you are my rock. You calm the fear and pain. One word of faith and I am well. I rise to praise and walk again. Praise, praise, O God, you are my rock. Verse 5. Praise, praise, you are my rock. The Easter grave is sealed. You roll the stone, you got alone. Then sin and death are healed. Praise, praise, O Lord, you are my rock. He's lucky to have that one. I sat up in that balcony many times, singing with our church choir. It was there that I learned four-part harmony, how to listen to it, how to sing it. I learned it from the likes of Esther Burgemeister New, Eunice New, Janie Vollweiler, the Tiedi girls and their mother Helen, Vivian Landvik, Albert Burgemeister, Elaine, Marilyn, Janice, Camille Kranzler, Edith, Louis Burgemeister, B and Bill Zoll, and Art and Elizabeth Adolf. My word, what a crew, what a crowd. Many a gifted voice. We contributed well to the heavenly choir from St. John's here. Arnie, let's get something straight right now. We are able to have 138 more hymns in the ELW, this worship book, because we didn't put four-part harmony in. 138 more hymns. Besides that, people don't sing four-part harmony anymore, except for you, Arnie, and a few others. I just want to tell you that I'm sorry and I feel your pain, bro. The Lampy family. They also contributed to the new worship books in memory of Emma Lampy, who would sing a solo every time she came to church. She would come at Christmas, Easter, in the summertime, and each time she came, she would sing a special solo. I remember singing, "Oh, Holy Night," and then, "Thine is the glory," and I would cover up because I was embarrassed. I didn't know that vibrato meant you had a trained voice. All I know is nobody else I ever knew sang like that. Is that your Aunt Rob? No, don't know who it is. Don't know. Speaking of incredible new Easter hymns, turn in your hymnal to 374, number 374, one of my favorite hymns, and we'll sing verse 1 and 3. On the road,
Jesus has spoken. This is Christ's promise, this is Christ's sign. When the church gathers, when bread is broken, here Christ is with us in bread and wine.
People, the hymn is earth-shattering. This was the very first time ever that the church worshiped on Sunday. Sunday afternoon when Jesus was risen and the disciples were walking with him on the way to Emmaus, and all of a sudden they realize who he is when he breaks bread. The very first time the church moved worship from Sabbath Saturday to Sunday, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus instead of God resting on creation. Earth-shattering, one of my favorite hymns. Also, the Daig family contributed to the new worship books in memory of Annie Irene. What gift did Irene Gold give to this church? She was in bell choir. Ringing, dinging, ringing, dinging. Okay, it was a cash machine. She took care of the cash register as secretary and finance manager for years to make sure all the alms were taken care of. Annie Irene would no more stand in front of anybody to sing. You couldn't even take her picture. All the pictures I have of Annie Irene, I get the side of her head or the back of her head because she's trying to dart away. True humility like you've never experienced in your life with that woman. True humility. We wouldn't even be singing with this organ if it wasn't for Otto Titi. Talk about someone that knew how to pull money out of people. But this organ is here because they always used to say, we can do this. We can do it. There's a stain on the red fabric where the statue of Jesus is as you walk into the church. It's on the lower right-hand corner. It's still there, although they put a picture over it. I was throwing a snowball at Tim Landvik and Tim Vollweider, and I missed. And it put a stain on that. And you would forever see that, and I would be embarrassed. However, there's nothing compared to the stains on the hands of our Lord and the feet. Those are the stains that I remember. Another balcony story. I was a junior in high school, sitting up in the balcony next to Cindy Rowe and Ann Kranzler. They were sophomores, and for some reason we got the giggles. Don't remember why, but we started to giggle and couldn't stop, and the next thing I know, the whole church was quiet, and Pastor Landvik was up here staring at us. And he said, are you done? Because if you are, I'll continue with the sermon. Clarence in Virginia didn't say a word after church. I thought I'd be in big trouble. But it was Lutheran shame that did its job. Speaking of Pastor Landvik, the greatest pastor that ever lived, this is the stole he wore when I was here. And this is the cross he wore when I was here. I have 4 stained glass necklaces that Danny made for him. One for Advent, Christmas, Easter, and Lent. When exactly was I called to the ministry? People ask me that. It's hard to say. But it was here for sure, different times. There were a lot of moments that factored in. But I remember in confirmation class, 8th grade, Pastor Lambie said, anybody have any questions before we cancel class? And I said, I got one. He said, what, Robert? I said, why do we get baptized as babies, but we have to wait till we're 13 to take Holy Communion? He put his arm around me, and he said, maybe someday you'll have to ask your confirmation class that question. Maybe it was when I preached my first sermon here, and on the way out, shook hands with everybody, and my dad said to me, you're never going to be a farmer, ever. Later on, I ask him, Dad, did that mean you liked the sermon? No, he said, you're just not a good farmer. Rest in peace, Clarence. People, be careful. And I mean it. Be careful. The Spirit is alive and well in this church and congregation, and it might be calling you. In fact, listen carefully because you might hear it. This place. My dad was never able to get rid of a tractor. He just kept keeping them as he got new or different ones. He didn't like change all that much. This ELW that we are dedicating today came out 16 years ago. Why did it take so long to get it and dedicate it? Because we're Lutherans, and Lutherans don't like change. How many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? Change? We don't like change. But Lutherans love to sing. And the Bible tells us to sing a new song unto the Lord, to praise the Lord with timbrel and dance, to shout to the Lord, which means that Elizabeth Landvik, when she would shout out, go tell it on the mountain, and her mother would chew her out, she was doing exactly what the Bible said. Shout to the Lord. Even when our Lord was dying on a cross, the words of one of his favorite hymns came to him. My God, why have you forsaken me? That's hymn number 22. Notice in our new worship book, all the psalms are numbered like the hymns because that was Jesus' hymnal. And I will never forget sitting by my dad, Clarence Gold, 2 days before he died, on this day, 4 years ago. I asked him, Dad, would you like to sit up and watch the trucks drive up and down the road and all that's going on in your fields? And he shook his head, no. Dad, would you like me to read some Louis L'Amour books to you? And he shook his head, no. Would you like Margaret and I to sing some hymns for you? He didn't seem to mind that. That is because his life and his death held the gift of music in his heart. Yes, we are told to sing a new song, but it's also okay to sing the old ones too. The ones we memorized and sang when we weren't able to hold a book or hymnal or even see. A mighty fortress, how great thou art. Jesus loves me, beautiful Savior. Did you know that the Bible doesn't tell us much at all about what heaven is like? It really doesn't. Everything that it talks about when it refers to heaven is a metaphor. Because we can't find the words, we don't have the language, we don't have the imagination to even begin to understand what heaven would be like. The Bible doesn't say much at all. But it says three things. First, Jesus is there. And where Jesus is, you don't need anything else. Secondly, there will be food. There's a banquet. And thirdly, we will worship and sing. Sing to the Lamb, to Jesus. All creation sings, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. We sing, and we worship in heaven. One day, Dad and I were driving through Montana, and he looked at me and he said, is it true that all we do in heaven is worship 24/7 forever and eternity? And he didn't seem real excited about that. And I said, well, maybe that might be all we do. 24/7 for eternity? I said, yeah, but wait till you hear the preacher and hear the choir. I said, you won't even know the time has flown by. Blessing and honor are and glory are his. This is the feast of victory for our God. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. And our only response to that, people, is to sing and to bow down and worship our Lord. Because we are saved by grace, a gift, a free gift, given to us in baptism. So today, I thank you, God, for Clarence, for Irene, for Emma, for all the saints of this beloved church, for St. John's, and mostly for Jesus Christ. Turn to one of my favorite hymns, number 453, and sing verse 1 and 4 with me. 453, baptized and set free. This is the best one. My church. This church is your church. Most importantly, this church is Jesus Christ's church. I was 6 weeks old when water was poured over my head right up here. And the one who left 99 sheep to go find the lost one, and the one who tore a house apart to find one lost coin found me right here. And be very careful. Found you too. Amen.
Okay, maybe cry twice already during that sermon. Thanks a lot. I know Rob Bull. I knew him as Bob, not Robert C. Bull. I've known Rob 44 years, ever since PLU, first year, first day. We weren't best friends, we just knew each other. PLU is a small enough campus that you know everybody by face, and face. But I've known him for 44 years. Thank you for this morning, maybe cry twice, I didn't expect that. But even more than Bob, thank you. If I was an old bachelor and not married, I'd propose to her. Oh my word, you take the show on the road. Of course, I don't give my mom down to sit around with him. He brought the show on the road. And his wife, by the way, her name is in the bulletin. She's not a sister or sister-in-law or his wife. And her father is here, welcome too. But, oh my word. We used to, when I first came here 15 years ago, have organist and pianist all on the same day, every week. Because we had five of them. Thank you.
church for 63 years. I've identified this hymnal for 20. I think it's older than 15.
We
don't
have change.
20. But Renee, well, yeah, preacher. I'm glad she was playing. I didn't know any of those songs. I really didn't. They're all beautiful. And the words are even more beautiful, right? I do know this song, in 808. And we're going to sing all the verses of it in English. If you know French, bless you. The words in English. Verses 1 through 4. It's a song that some of you have sung at Synod Assembly. It's a favorite of Synod Assembly gathering. It's a French tune. For those of you who will come this afternoon, we're going to sing songs around the world. It's going to be marvelous. Come back at 5 o'clock. It's going to be amazing. There's been a lot of preparation put into this. And so I thank all the musicians this morning. I thank the ones who will be here this afternoon. Kim, in a way, I do know this tune, but listen to the kind of playing tune. Oh, my. Wow. This is you today. Bless you. Bless you. Does it feel like a day off? Anyhow, listen to the tune. It's beautiful. But listen to the words, too. There's a reason Rob picked this hymn. All the news you know today. But don't tell me about that, okay? Hymn 808 is wonderful. We sing verses 1 through 4.
Of sin.
Street of St. John's College. Nationally and around the world, we pray for Ukraine, Russia, and the nations around the world following that conflict and war. We pray for all people who have lost property and life due to wildfires, heat, drought, and flooding, especially the flooding in Jackson, Mississippi, Georgia, and Pakistan. And we certainly pray for all firefighters and law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders. We also pray for the people in the fields and on the roads during harvest. Thanksgiving joy celebration, we have a lot, okay? That's not going to stand a bit longer, but we have a lot. We celebrate with us all, in the presence of all guests and travelers with us today, near and far, and we pray that your homecoming will be safe and happy one. There were two weddings yesterday that we celebrate. Kayla Carter and Bradley Cruz married yesterday, the granddaughter of Gary and Kim Ferguson, and then Chelsea Carlson and Brock Mayer married yesterday, the granddaughter of Janice and Don. We pray for all those who are sick, hospitalized, or in need in any way. And then certainly on this day, we pray for Clarence, Irene, and Emma, who have been talked about already, as we remember and honor them in a special way. And then Tuesday, Jeff and Bernardo, we remember in our prayers for Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, and the people of Britain, our allies, who died on Thursday, and it's a 10-month day long. She'll be buried next Sunday. And then we remember her son, who is now King Charles III. And then today is the anniversary of 9/11, 21 years ago, to remember the victims and the deaths of all those people in Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., and New York City. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Your people receive mercy and your grace overflows in our lives. Fill your church with faith and love, and give understanding hearts to those who work to strengthen our ecumenical and interreligious commitment. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Bless all those working in the fields this harvest season and keep them safe. You satisfy the needs of all creatures of the world. We pray and ask blessings for all those affected by fires, floods, heat, and drought. Restore and protect their habitats. Stir in us reverent awe for the beauty of the natural world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations and peoples of the world. Your world is shattered and the nations rage. Remember us in your mercy. Inspire all rulers, leaders, and governing authorities with your justice, mercy, and peace. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. God, you are steadfast love and mercy. Bring encouragement in your presence to all who are experiencing emotional, mental, and physical distress, especially those whom we name before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Send us as your healing presence in their lives. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. God, do a new thing within us, especially as we come together to worship and sing your praise. Build up and strengthen the ministries and mission of this congregation. Fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, your hope, your love, and your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of compassion, we pray for all who are working through and suffering from the world's pandemics. Bless the efforts and the work of all healthcare professionals, scientists, and workers across our nation and across the world. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration of their love. Turn our mourning into the joy of the resurrection and new life in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you will do far more for us than we could ever ask or imagine. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and who rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church, Miracle Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Kelly Colton and Christopher Bitcoffer. Happy birthday this week to Damian Jacobson, Doug Ruff, Camus Webster, Rosie Bauer, Anika Allen, Jaden Lute, Kale Coopin, and Derek Taylor. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayer page with the week's events listed on the schedule there. We rejoice today in welcoming Reverend Robert C. Gold, pastor of Grace Lutheran Church, ELCA, Kashmir, Washington. Welcome to you, Reverend Gold, and thank you for bringing the gospel to us today. Sing Around the World. Organ concert will be held today, Sunday, September 11, 2022, 5 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church, ELCA, American Falls, Idaho. Guest organists will be from the Eastern Idaho chapter of the American Guild of Organists. This is a continuation of today's events and celebration of music, music ministries, musicians, and our new hymnal and its dedication. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the ones found there?
This message is from Debbie Sims. If you dare to sit at one of the blue tables after church, she'll be very angry because she has them all decorated for tonight.
Oh my.
So now you've been threatened. I invite the communion assistants and the acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 465, As the Grains of Wheat. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Thank you.
all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us, what we have gathered, in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to rise for the great Thanksgiving found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal as we prepare for the Eucharist. Page 144. The Lord be with you.
Catechism number 208, and the prayer, the blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Part of the night, we sing eight part harmony. This congregation, along with the help of